Chiefs scored 7 times in this game. 7 field goals. The Bengals scored 5 times. 5 touchdowns. Yep. And a 2-point conversion. But what about the missed opportunities for the Chiefs where they had to settle for threes?
It seemed like every time, the Chiefs moved the ball pretty well between the 20s, but every time they got down near the red zone, they struggled. Whether it was a sack, whether it was a penalty, offensive pass interference, the jumping off sides, or if it was the negative plays. You know, we had the end around a dat, there was a loss on first down. It seems like all of those plays happened on first down, put us in second long situations. They weren't able to overcome those. And then the Bengals, they were able to overcome those mistakes. I know that the 55-yard touchdown drive to Brandon Tate, that really stood out to me because they overcame their mistakes early in that drive. Kevin Zeitler, their right guard, had a couple of times where he jumped off sides, and then they had the big second down, second and long conversion to Tyler Eifert up the seam, and they were able to overcome their mistakes. The Chiefs weren't, and that was the difference to me.
And Andy Dalton actually looked like the Green Bay quarterback in this game, Aaron Rodgers, and that 55-yarder was very much like Aaron Rodgers, because he was pressure, keeping alive. Another big play, though, was down just 14-12. All this stuff just down 14-12. The Anthony Thomas, 68-yard kickoff return off the board. Not only that, you're back at the 9. And right now, this team's just not being able to overcome that.
And they aren't. And you look at the offensive side, there's a lot of talk about the offensive side, but on the defensive side, it's the same situation. Last year, this defense was the number one team in the NFL in red zone scoring. They were only allowing touchdowns 38% of the time. Coming into today, 75% of the time, opposing offenses got inside the red zone. They were scoring touchdowns. Tonight, the Bengals were 4-for-4 inside the red zone. The Chiefs were 0-for-3. Again, overcoming mistakes, the Chiefs weren't able to do it.